We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Shinnick, defensive lineman Jesus Gibbs, and returner Diego Hunter. Good afternoon, guys.
How are you guys doing?
Well, thank you for joining us here today. I'll start with you, Coach. First of all, welcome. As you've taken over the Towson program in December, are you pleased so far with the progress you've been able to make?
I really am very excited about what this group has really adapted and adjusted to how we asked them to do things. Really put in a brand new offense, put in a brand new defense, new special teams, as well as a new culture. And so really give our players a tremendous amount of credit. And Jesus and Diego have been at the forefront of just really helping the rest of the guys along in this process. And when we came in, we kind of laid down what our expectations were and how we wanted to do things. And for the most part, every guy really embraced that because that's what they were looking for. And that's what they said they were looking for. So I like how we've transitioned. We got a new strength coach in May. And I think our summer has really gone extremely well. Again, credit to our players for adjusting and adapting to what we're asking them to do.
Coach, I know you have roots in Baltimore, but what made the Towson program so attractive to you to be able to take over?
Yeah, I think the history of Towson football is very unique. You know, I mean, I don't know that there's been a D3, D2 FCS program that has made the national championship, you know, at all levels. And then the appealing aspect of what this team did, Jesus and Diego were a part of it, to finish the season last year winning four in a row when they easily could have laid down, when they easily could have walked away. And so to have that type of grit, that type of determination, really made the job appealing. When Coach Ambrose took them to the national championship in the early teens, you know, kind of put Towson on my radar. I was born here, lived here till I was five. So, you know, was obviously familiar with the area and always felt like this could be a great opportunity if it ever opened up. And when it did, was extremely interested and feel very blessed to be the guy they picked.
First question today from Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, in your previous stops with UNC Pembroke in West Florida, you're building programs from scratch. What's it been like coming into year one of a situation where it's a program that's had a lot of recent success as opposed to something that you're building up from the ground up?
Yeah, the biggest difference is obviously didn't have to go out and find 110 guys to build a team. So that was huge. And to get a group that was hungry and get a group that really was desiring a change and excited about the direction that we wanted the program to go, they wanted to go there. That's been, you know, the biggest difference. And then just as far as, you know, day one in the first meeting, we talked about what we were going to do, how we were going to do it, and wanted guys to embrace that. And, you know, again, I'm really pleased with our current players because they've been fantastic as we've added about 35 guys, 40 guys to the roster since we took over. And they have just been fantastic ambassadors for, number one, what Towson had been, and then what Towson can become with the new staff and with the changes that we put in place. So, feel much better about the transition, obviously, not having to build a complete team, but at the same time, feel very good about the players who have embraced what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it.
And then a follow-up for the players, for Diego and Jesus. So what's the offseason been like? What was kind of the biggest transition, the biggest change that you guys experienced in the offseason so far?
Can I start, Jesus?
I was going to let Diego go first.
All right.
I'd say with it's definitely been a different culture change with everything been around here with Coach Shinnick and the new coaching staff, as well as the new strength conditioning coach. But, you know, just like we did at the end of the last year, we just came together and just locked in. And that's what we've been doing all summer, you know, just trying to put our heads down and get everything we can out of each day and just and have fun while doing it, because this game is hard, but you also got to remember to have fun. So we've always, you know, worked hard each and every day, but we always had the fun, you know, try to make the best out of each day.
Can I answer that one as well, Jesus?
Oh, yeah. So I would like to back what he's saying. I definitely feel as though it's been a grind that we've always been doing, but now there's a change. And not only like a change in the way that we grind physically, but even mentally. With the induction of Coach Shinnick as our head football coach, there really has been a change in the mindset towards how we operate as a Towson football program. And even to the point where we're trying to get it to shift over to the other parts of athletics that aren't just football. And one of the main things for me that allowed me to buy in so much was actually having right here. One of the books he actually gave us to read is called The Energy Bus. And it actually has 10 sets of rules for not just football, but for life in general. And this book has been read by Super Bowl winning teams and other championship teams as well. And it really does lay down a foundation of how you should operate yourself, how you should operate with others and as a team. And how one of my favorite rules is rule number 2, which is desire, vision, and focus will drive your bus in the right direction. And I feel as though that's something that's been very imperative for not only myself, but this football program, as we have been implemented a new desire, new vision, and new focus to where we want to go. And, you know, with Coach Shinnick as our head coach, we can see that he really has the ability to plow through and change and build new things at places where he goes. And so I'm excited for not only myself, but even for the guys who come after me. At the end of spring ball, I actually told them I was very jealous of them because you guys have multiple years left. And there's some new things that you guys have yet to experience that you guys will experience with this new culture that has been instilled here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Next question from Ed Lee. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, Rob. Hey, just I wanted to ask you, you were one of a few players who had entered your name in the transfer portal. And then you came back to Towson. What was it that Coach Shinnick had told you that convinced you to come back?
Well, for starters, I would say, regardless of what Coach Shinnick said, a personal reason of mine was I actually didn't plan. I actually didn't graduate on time. And so for me, I could have went to another school, but it was like, okay, I go to another school. My credits have to reset. I don't get my degree, right? And that's something that I knew I wanted at first, because my ultimate plan was I graduate in the fall and I finish and I declare for the draft. That was my ultimate plan. Part of that plan didn't fulfill. So I said, okay, well, with the release of my former head coach, Coach Ambrose, I'm just going to enter my name in the transfer portal, because at the time it was like, well, we don't know when we're going to get head coach. So I said, you know what, for safe reasons, I'll just put my name in the portal. Ended up going on visits. Nothing really stuck through with me. Actually ended up giving Coach Shinnick and the new coaching staff a chance. Spoke with all of them one-on-one and just gave it a try, because at the end of the day, I was still going to be at Towson to graduate and finish my degree. Ended up falling in love with the program. As you see, I'm here with the book in hand and really, really looking forward to what we have going on here. And I don't regret any decision that I made to stay. I actually think I made the right choice.
For both Jesus and Diego, you know, Peach has talked about change at offense, change defense, change special teams. How have you guys and your teammates embraced that change? Has it been difficult at times, or has it been easy to embrace that?
Well, on the offense side, I think Coach Shinnick and all the offensive coaches, I think they made it really easy for us. The way we run the offense is a great offense to really think less and play fast. Allows you to play fast and do more within the offense. So it really helped us as a unit to really play fast and play smart and get after it. So it's been really good and easy for us to be successful.
Jesus, how about you?
And I know I play defense, but I will attest to the differences and the changes that I have seen on the offense side of the ball, as well as special teams, let alone defense. With the new defense that's been installed at the Towson University football program, I'm excited. And I'm just keeping that there. I'm not going to spill too much. I'm not going to say, but I'm excited. And so we got a season coming up in about a month. I'll let you guys see what we got going on over here.
Thank you.
Coach, maybe you can talk a little bit about what has been some of your philosophies, both on offense and defense? What are people, should they expect to see from a Towson team?
Yeah, and as Diego mentioned, I mean, offensively, we want to play a little upbeat. We want to play a little tempo football. We're going to try to get the ball out quickly, whether that's in the run game or the pass game. Brian Shepherd, our offensive coordinator. We run a pro raid style approach. So there's some air raid in it. There's some pro style in it. But we're really trying to keep people off balance. And I think get the ball into our playmakers' hands. You hear that a lot, but what does that really mean? And it's really you're taking what the defense gives you. And so giving the quarterback a lot of opportunity to see what's out there and then take advantage of it. And then defensively, you know, we're a three-man front, and we want you to think that all 11 guys on the field could come at any point in time. And so it's been a blast. And when you got Jesus Gibbs lining up at D end, and you got Jamal Gay lining up inside or outside of him, and Daniel Raymond and Mekhi Smith, and you know, you got some with Mason Woods anchoring in the middle, you got some opportunities to bring some people that makes it really fun. And so what we saw in spring was tremendous competition on both sides of the ball, of just really back and forth, where offense would have a good day, defense would have a good day, offense would have a good period, defense would have a good period. It was extremely fun to watch because the competitiveness on both sides of the ball was fantastic. And again, you know, I give credit to our guys for being able to, you know, practice hard against each other, but also do it in a way that we stayed safe and stayed smart through it. And then special teams, we just spend a lot of time on special teams. We want to be dynamic. We've got, you know, first team all conference special team returner in Diego Hunter. We're gonna do everything we can to free him up and give him an opportunity to show the skills that he has. And we've schemed some things up to put him in a great position.
Yeah, time for one more from Kyle Kenson. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, how did you find the energy bus? Where did the book kind of come from for you? How did it come on your radar?
Yeah, I really read John Gordon's book, Training Camp. That was the first book that I read. And then really just kind of became a John Gordon fan. Then found the energy bus, and then found the power of a positive team. And so had the opportunity to start reading those books back when I was at UNC Pembroke. And then actually when I was at UWF, one of our first recruits was from Orlando, and his neighbor happened to be John Gordon. And I said, hey, you know, if you ever get an opportunity, I'd love to have a conversation with him. And he's like, yeah, you know, my dog goes into his yard all the time. So I know him. I know him well. So I had an opportunity to talk to John prior to starting the program at UWF. And I said, hey, if you're starting a program from scratch, what book would you suggest? He goes, oh, you got to read The Energy Bus first. Because, you know, I had all his books and, you know, had read all his books. So he said, start with Energy Bus first and then kind of build from there. So when we came here, it was an obvious choice. We'd been through it two times at UWF. You know, we make each guy pick a rule that applies to their life and then how they use it. So Jesus talks about rule number two. You know, there's 10 rules out there, and we're going to try to involve it in every aspect of what they do.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coach Jesus, Diego, thanks for doing this with us this afternoon. Appreciate your time, and good luck as the season gets underway.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
All right. Thank you.